Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship, you can visit them at you know where, the Agora at eBay Open 2017. It's not too late to call 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And if you call us up and tell us you can't make it to eBay Open, I'm going to give you a $25 gift certificate.
Yeah, we'll just take you on your
supplies.
Word.
Right. We'll take you on your word. Then we'll see them there. And I'll say, give me back that $25.
No, we wouldn't do that. We would just give them a glare that
we
could...
We would talk bad about them behind their back.
That could sizzle bacon.
Exactly. You know, Tom hit upon something about entrepreneurialism. He told us his story, which was that he lost his job. A lot of people lost their job, and they were selling on eBay as a hobby, and it became a business. But, you know, you can take those little questionnaires and things. Are you cut out to be an entrepreneur? I have found that a lot of people become entrepreneurs, and I'm not talking about just eBay entrepreneurs. I'm talking about some big shot entrepreneurs that I know that make millions of dollars. Yeah. All right. They became entrepreneurs because they couldn't hack it on the job. They didn't work well with others or with bosses, or they had their own ideas and nobody would listen. So a lot of people who become entrepreneurs felt inadequate in the workforce. And I want to say this to any of you listening, that you feel that way. Whoa, I didn't get along with people, or every boss I had was a jerk or whatever. A lot of successful entrepreneurs have come from this background.
Yeah.
So I want you to feel comfortable in yourself that you're doing the right thing here. I'm one of those people, Griff. I always had ideas that nobody would listen to.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Well, but that's normal, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or they'd do something and I'd think, you know, if they just did it this way, or I'd come up with some new way to do something and I'd go in and talk to the boss and he'd say, listen, radio's been around since 1927 and, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, you do learn over time if you're willing to, like, explore this, that you can, I think when you're young, you kind of like, you want results and you think, I'm right. I know this idea is right and I'm just going to go in there and push it until someone adopts it. And of course,
doesn't work.
But I found that sometimes you can accomplish something like this by using a little bit of, what's the word? Finesse, maybe?
Finesse. Yeah. And we don't know finesse.
What I love to do is when I have an idea that I think actually has some merit, this is a secret. Don't tell anyone at eBay.
Okay.
So I have to whisper it to you.
Okay.
When I feel like I have an idea that might actually benefit eBay sellers or the business, I always go to people who can better influence these decisions, and I'll mention something, and then I make them believe it was their idea.
Oh, I love
that. So what you do is instead of you having to become, you know, the one on the soapbox trying to push the ideas, you put it in someone else's head and say, and then you say, you know, that's a great idea you had. You should really consider that. And then watch them run with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is a good idea.
It's a little Machiavellian.
Well, Griff.
What?
It's done. It's strategy.
Yes.
When you want something done, you have a goal.
Yeah.
You need to strategize to get there. And what you've done is you've used a certain form of strategy that, by the way, works beautifully, especially in corporations. Because you need that person to think it was their idea in order to be able to get it to the... All you want, it shows that all you want are the results. You don't care whether you get kudos for that idea or not. You just want the results to be there.
I mean, that's the wrong reason to do anything. Oh, I'm going to get kudos for it. Well, then you're doing it for the wrong reason. If you really think it's a good idea, then just figure out a way to get the idea to go viral on its own. And I find getting someone else to believe it's their idea is usually the best way to do that.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Jeff is back. Jeff, Griff is not mad at you.
No, I'm not mad at anyone.
Oh, I know. I'm just giving him crap. but I'm calling Lee to let you know why I can't make it to the eBay Open.
Oh, why?
Because I'm taking my 12-year-old and 13-year-old daughters to Valley Fair in Minnesota, and it's going to be quite expensive.
Uh-oh. Okay, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
You get a $25 gift certificate.
Yes.
For Bubble Fast shipping supplies. And I'd like you to would you be so kind as to send email to contest@voicemarketing.com.
I will do. And I was told to keep it short, but I got to let Ron know, too. He's not the reason that Griff chewed me out. No, I'm just kidding. You didn't chew me out, Griff. You didn't chew me out. I'm just giving you heck, you know. But I just wanted to let Ron know I'm just a stubborn jerk sometimes.
Well, Jeff, our stubborn jerk. Okay.
Hey, ask my mom. She'll tell you. I'm trying to get her on the show, okay?
All right, cool. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thanks,
and congrats for getting that $25 gift certificate. Charmin in Birmingham, Alabama, known on eBay as Top Floor Finds. Hi, Charmin. What's your question or comment?
Well, actually, you asked me to call in the last live show before the open, and I didn't know if that was today or Thursday, so I wasn't going to take a chance.
It's today.
It's today. Okay, well, good. To remind everybody about the meetup for consigners that we organized for Tuesday morning at 10 a.m., in the district. So there's discussion about that, but it's the food court section of the MGM near the casino. There are three Starbucks. It's the Starbucks in the district. So 10 to 12 that Tuesday morning. It's a new group called, I think it's eBay Consignment Sellers Group, but I also put it in the events calendar this morning. I just don't know if it had time to make it for the announcement, you know, later on. So at any rate, we would love to see veteran consigners, new consigners. We'll be talking about fee structures, contracting, all the business end of it, but also the fun stuff, sourcing, how to
Do they look for in the food court?
Since we came up and we didn't know whether we'd have 6 or 16 or 26, we're going to find the Starbucks, the tables near Starbucks. We're going to put balloons there, and we'll get there about 9:30. So, but I'm going to call the concierge. I figure I can find the balloon somewhere in the MGM. So we'll be marked, but just the tables closest to Starbucks, we're going to pull two or three together. We've had about 8 or 9 RSVP through our new group. But, you know, there may be, and we have had buttons made, and, I mean, we're all excited about it. So, you know, who knows how many more we'll get, but we just want to open it up to new consigners, veteran consigners, and we're just going to have 2 hours to fellowship and learn and have fun together.
So in that 2 hours of fellowship, you're certainly going to bring up eBay Radio is happening at 3 o'clock that day.
Oh, of course, without a doubt.
Three to four. We'll be live.
You guys are going to be the most happening place. I've been listening, and I've been kind of reading on the the big Facebook page about the contest. And I mean, you guys, you can just tell. I mean, I know eBay Radio hosted this for 13 years, and this is the second year of eBay, but it's a party, and I think you set some really neat traditions in your 13 years.
Well, thank you. We're going to have the usual costume contest that we always have every year. And then every single show we do, we're going to have a tip line, and that's where we have a microphone in the audience. And people just stand up.
They win money, I think, don't they?
They stand up at the microphone and deliver one tip, and then somebody hands them a $25 gift certificate for shipping supplies.
Wow.
So it's fun. Yeah. We've had that tip line for years, so we're still going to be doing our little, you know, treasured things that we do. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you there, Charmin.
I'm very looking forward to it as well. You guys have a great journey, and we'll meet you there, and we'll all have a great time.
When are you going to be there?
We fly our plane lands about 10 p.m. on Monday night, so I don't think we'll get to the, of course, now that I'm reading about the hardy partiers in this group, we may come look for that outing because it may not be over yet. I'm getting the feel that 11, it may just be cranking up, but at any rate, we land about 10.
Well, there are parties every night. I mean, you're going to find things to do, really. Well, thank you so much, Charmin, and thank you for being nice enough to call us today. We appreciate that.
No problem. Thanks, Charmin.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Oh, people are getting excited. I know. Again, you've got a few minutes. You can give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. If you're not going to the event, I'm going to give you a $25 gift certificate. Or you can call for whatever reason, if you like, at 888-RADIO-30.
We'll also give you a moment of our sympathy.
Yes. Yes, because I know what it feels like to not be able to go. I'll never forget New Orleans.
I know, and you never let me forget it.
Oh, my God. Well, it wasn't you.
It wasn't.
You had nothing to do with it.
Right.
Listener, let me tell you what happened. I was the co-host of the eBay radio show, just like I am now, and I had a business partner at the time who, unfortunately, had owned more of the business than I did. Okay, so he had the final say, right?
Yeah, so he went and you didn't.
He brought his wife instead of me. He says, I'm sorry. He said, New Orleans is her favorite town. We have a favorite French restaurant we go to there, and she's got to go. So I sat here and did my half of the show without being at the... I'll never forget that. And you had nothing to do with that, Griff. That was all on our end here. Then...
Mm-hmm.
I went into business totally on my own, got rid of that partner, and now I don't have anybody to kowtow to except you.
I would hardly use
God help
word.
Me.
Oh, this open phone segment was brought to you by ShipStation. Later, wherever you sell, however you ship, coming up next, today's last segment of eBay Radio.
Took his wife.
She'll never get over it.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum. There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com. Revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
Your e-commerce business is growing. Sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 413.
eBay sellers have some big projects to do while keeping up with daily tasks. Diva Dawn Ralston is known on eBay as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV. She has this tip for tackling that big project.
I write in, make a plan. For my unlisted inventory, I set up some shelves, and I filled them up, and my goal is to do one shelf a week. It's not overwhelming. It's pushing it a little bit, but if I can get that shelf, all the inventory that's on there processed, photographed, listed, I've hit my goal, and I'm making progress. a few weeks with some empty shelves behind you, it really inspires you. And once they're empty, I have more inventory to fill those shelves with.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top-Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
Well, well, well. Look where we are. The end of the day.
Well.
This closing segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source, and you can visit them at the Agora at eBay Open.
Okay, before we do the events, we have two quick phone calls.
Oh.
Okay. Michelle, who lives in Maine.
Hi.
Hey, Michelle. What's your question or comment?
I'm just calling to let you know that we won't be able to make it to the eBay Open this year.
Aww.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, here's your consolation prize.
You're going to get $25 gift certificate, okay, for shipping supplies.
Yay!
And what you have to do is send me email at contest@voicemarketing.com. Okay, Michelle?
I can't do that. Thank you.
We're sorry. We're going to miss you. 888.
I'll get you next year, Lee.
Next, there's always next year, Michelle.
There's always
Thank
next
you.
Year.
Appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
Now we go to Helen in Oregon. Hi, Helen. What's your question or comment?
I have a tip for you as if I were at eBay Radio Convention, but I'm not going to be there.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay. My tip is when you are wrapping in bubble wrap that delicate, breakable item, use masking tape around it. Don't use the clear plastic tape that you use on the outside of the package or your eBay packing supply tape. If you use masking tape, it will hold it in place just as well. And if you're like me and you go, oh, I didn't wrap that right, you can just take that masking tape off and everything's clean and good. And your buyers will love you because they won't get that plastic ball that's sealed up so tight nobody can unwrap it.
Helen, thank you so much. Send me email contest@voicemarketing.com, and I'll send you that gift certificate.
Oh, thank you. I sort of feel like I was there.
Well, yes, we're pretending you're there.
We're pretending. We pretend about a lot of stuff. So.
Thank you so much, Helen. It's easy for us, right?
Thanks.
Okay, Griff, I think we have some seller events here we can talk about real quick.
We do. And July 18th.
Today,
tonight, at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Panera Bread in Amherst, New York, the eBay Resellers Collaborative will meet, and it'll be it's the eBay Sellers Collaborative Amherst group meetup, and it will be just a very casual get-together.
Then on July 19th, the Casa Grande online eBay Sellers group meetup is happening. That's from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Cookie Jar in Casa Grande, Arizona. Topic, Seller Q&A.
And then, of course, next week, for the whole week, we'll be at the MGM Grand for eBay in Las Vegas for the eBay Open 2017 event. It's the seller event of the year. It's a lot of stuff going on. You'll have a great time.
Vegas, baby.
There you go.
And we do want to remind you, too, that the eBay Consignment Sellers Group meetup,
right,
they're going to meet at the MGM Grand on Tuesday, July 25th at 10 a.m. to 12 noon, and they're going to meet in what they call the food court. I think they call it the district at the MGM Grand, but it's really the food court. And they're going to meet over by Starbucks, and they're going to put balloons and stuff up, so you'll know they're there. And it's their group's inaugural meetup, Griff. So it's going to be the eBay Consignment Sellers Group is going to be the meetup.
I hope another group isn't planning to meet there with balloons. That'll be confusing.
I'm sure they'll find each other. Well, Griff, listen,
yes,
I can't wait to see you and Howie, and I realize that Howie's going to be up in the room a lot.
He'll come down. He's, you know, technically supposed to be working. They asked if he would work while he was in Las Vegas, and he can on his laptop, so. Yeah,
well, I see.
He'll be down.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you. I haven't hugged you in
Have I seen you in the year? No.
See,
I haven't made any trips to San Diego.
And it used to be I would go to Vegas I would go to San Jose to do the
old town halls.
The town halls that we used to have. They were fun.
They were fun.
I liked them. So I used to get to go up there and see you, but now it's just the events.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
What
babe.
Can you do? So you've had your shots in your knee.
I had my knee shots and they're feeling so good. My knees feel like I'm 12 years old again.
And you know, thanks to you, we did add it to the ervegas.com. If you go to ervegas.com, dear listener,
yes,
you will discover the 20 tips that we have come up with for visiting Las Vegas for the 2017.
That's true.
eBay Open 2017. And one of the tips was given by Griff, and it was about, you know, I didn't say have shots, but I said, you know, go to, call your doctor if you have knee problems, because there are things they can do.
Right.
In advance. So there you have it. All right, Griff, well, have a good trip. We're coming in, we're leaving Saturday night at about 7 o'clock at night and driving at night through the desert.
We'll be driving on Monday.
And then I'm sure that we'll see you. I'll see you Tuesday if I don't see you in the hotel on Monday.
Yeah, you may. Well, I don't think you'll. It's hard to say because we'll get there late, and then I think we're just.
Does everyone listening realize that he's trying to get out of spending time with me?
No, I think we.
He is. No matter what he says.
No, I think that night we actually have a treatment. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I have to check
the
schedule.
That's your excuse.
Well. You know, I got so many people I'm responsible for, so.
Just, I know how it is. So old friends just go by the wayside.
Well, if you needed dialysis, I could help you.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
I could stick the needles
in.
Well,
it's nice to know that if I do, that you're there for me. Thank you.
I am. I am there.
Thank you.
With needles and everything. And my blue scrubs on. And my
oh, you know, we didn't mention that we lost two famous people.
Who?
This past weekend.
Oh, Martin Landau.
Yeah.
And George Romero.
Exactly.
1967, I went to see with all my little chums, 13-year-old chums, Night of the Living Dead. And it scared the living bejesus out of us.
And boy, he made a hit out of those, didn't he?
He sure did. He created the whole concert.
They're both going to be missed.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q. We'll be live again this...
Vegas, baby!
Well, are we live on Thursday? No.
No.
Yeah. We'll see you
this
in Vegas.
It.
eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeaks SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
Inbox. Zero. It's that sweet spot where you've answered each and every customer's message in your inbox. Reply Manager can get you there faster and more effectively. With Reply Manager, your e-commerce, email, and social media messages all come into a single inbox. Then, filters sort them into folders you set up. Reply Manager even prioritizes your messages so you can respond promptly. Best of all, Reply Manager keeps customer details and conversation history all in one place. No more switching between multiple screens or accounts. All this efficiency comes with a personal touch, too. You can personalize messages using a hashtag. And smart autoresponders make every response sound like it came from a real human being. Because it did. Reply Manager. The road to inbox zero. Try Reply Manager for free for 14 days. No credit card required at ReplyManager.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.